Hi everyone, Laura here from What Laura Likes. Today's podcast is really special because this is my first exclusive content just for you, the podcast listener. I wanted to do this as a thank you for all of those who have supported this podcast financially. This podcast would not exist without you. I also wanted to do this to see if there was an audience out there who was interested in podcast-only content. And I'm really excited because I think there is. And let's be honest, making a podcast is way quicker than making a YouTube video. So with that, today we're going to be talking about virtue for our vocation as a wife and mother. So stay with me as we explore what virtue we should be cultivating in order to have a happy marriage, happy children, and a peaceful home. Welcome to What Laura Likes, where we pursue sainthood through the vocation of marriage. In this podcast, we talk about all the things that are necessary to a wife and mother, from our faith to what's for dinner and everything in between. This audio is an exclusive podcast just for you. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show. So the other day, I was reading The Imitation of Mary, which is one of my absolute favorite books to take to prayer and meditation, because it doesn't take more than a couple pages before you get stopped in your tracks, usually by the words that Mary is speaking to the disciple. And so as I was reading, the words came across the page right into my face saying, practice the virtues proper to your state. Okay, so what are the virtues that I practice naturally? They're not the virtues that are proper to my state. They are the virtues that I naturally want to practice, right? They are prayer, meditation, contemplation, learning about our faith. I'll put in the description below my testimony, but I was raised Catholic, but not necessarily orthodoxly. So studying the faith, learning the faith is just such a beautiful, really fulfilling endeavor for me. Teaching others and the virtue of friendship. Those are all things that I really, really enjoy cultivating. Notice I didn't really, say anything about being a wife and mother, though. Like, I'm not a nun, I'm a wife and a mother. And we know if God has allowed us to be married, and if God has willed us to have children, we know it is His will that we are a wife and mother. We don't know if it's His will to do anything else in this life, but we know being a wife, being a mother, those are your pathways to heaven. So what are the virtues that I left out? What are the virtues that I'm not tending to? I'm not watering. I'm not taking care of them to grow. And so I came up with a list of about 12, and it's hard, you guys. Okay. Number one, patience. Number two, gentleness. Number three, fortitude. Number four, perseverance. Number five, time management. Number six, dying to self. Number seven, humility. Number eight, meekness. Number nine, obedience. Number 10, such a hard one, custody of tongue. Number 11, budgeting. And number 12, prudence. Oh, it's just like these are all weaknesses. These are all places that I know I need to grow in. I could read spiritual reading all day. I could have Sensus Fidelium on all day in my head. I could study church history and philosophy and dogma. And these are all wonderful things. And I will argue they are necessary to raise children well, because we cannot teach the faith to our children if we do not know and love it ourselves. I have been doing all these things. I have been deepening my walk with God for the last 4 years. And while He does not want me to stop, Mother Mary very clearly spoke to me that morning and said, your state in life. State in life, right? So my state in life is a mother and a wife, as I said before. Actually, wife comes first, as we know. Okay, so what are my buckets as a wife and mother in this state in life, right? I have a lot of buckets that all need to be tended to. I have my marriage. I have my children. I have homeschooling. I have our daily finances, not the huge big stuff, because that's something that, my husband has to be prudent and we discuss together. But the daily spending, you know, on the clothes and the school supplies and the home things and the food. Food's another one. And then, of course, the home. These are all areas that we tended to and grown in. This is the time that not only do I need to be spending time in spiritual reading every single day, as I said in my other podcast that I will link down below, or a video, you can watch that one on YouTube, but I need to be reading about homeschooling every single day. I need to be meal planning. I need to be, you know, listening to podcasts like The Lazy Genius, one of my favorite podcasts right now, about homemaking and actually meal planning and just all the things, really. I know that I need to have books going in kind of all these different areas in my life, or podcasts or YouTubers. But taking in, you know, whether you make Mondays, you know, your meal plan days, and you listen to how to make a new recipe on YouTube, and then Tuesdays is your parenting day, and you're like, okay, I'm going to dive into a book. Right now I'm reading Raising Tweens, and I'm also reading another book. Let me find it. I'm always have like my eyes on a million different books. The other one I'm reading is by Dr. Laura Markham, Peaceful Parent, Happy Kids. So that one is like my parenting one I'm reading right now. But I also really like Raising Tweens because my daughter's 11 and there's been so many moments where I'm like, yes, that is her. You could say Wednesday was your home management day and you're going to listen to something about, you know, organizing or cleaning. Then, you know, you can have a day on your marriage. You can have a day on your budget. You get the idea. Or you can read A Mother's Rule of Life if you haven't really ever thought this through very well, because that book takes you through your five top priorities in life as a mother and puts them into a rule, and it's really beautiful. I would also argue that, and I've been doing pretty well with this lately, but fitting health and fitness into your vocation as a wife and mother is 100% necessary. I was listening to Father Nolan recently before they took him off the air, and he was saying that while we don't all need to be bodybuilders, we all need to be physically fit enough to do our state in life, our duties in life. And so as a mother, I need to be able to keep up with my kids. I don't necessarily need to run faster than them, but I certainly need to be able to take them on hikes, take them on bike rides, walk to the park, you know, I don't know, all the things, you know, we play baseball together in the summer. All the things that are going to, one, give my children an example of a healthy, fit mother, especially my daughter, right? But for both of them. And also just so I feel good as a mother, because motherhood is not just like a pouring out. It also is supposed to feed our souls. So my challenge for you is to think through, okay, what is my state in life? I'm assuming most of you are wives and mothers, but maybe some of you aren't. It doesn't really matter. It just means think about the virtue that is required for your state in life, and then think, what kind of resources can I put in front of my eyes or put into my ears that feed these different buckets in my life so I can grow in these virtues? Sometimes it means finding a Father Ripperger video on or talk on that particular virtue, and it's so worthwhile and it's so lovely, and then you just walk away feeling really chastised and maybe needing to go to confession, but you know, then you know you're on the right track. So right now for me, I would say my word right now is gentleness. I am trying to lose the hard edges that I developed as a younger person and that I really brought into my marriage. I don't like that I can be abrasive and kind of gruff and, you know, a bit stubborn sometimes. And I've worked really hard with Jesus over the last year especially, but definitely the last 3 or 4 months to cultivate gentleness. And I find that when I read Parenting with Grace, which is a Catholic parenting book, or when I read Fascinating Womanhood or Ask Your Husband, while Ask Your Husband was really good and I appreciated all of the Catholic resources, I find that Fascinating Womanhood, while not Catholic, it really helps me get to this place of gentle love and respect for my husband that no other book has quite got me to. Other than the fact that Ask Your Husband pointed out that my husband is the priest of the home, and that gave me a deference for him that I had yet to develop. So both are really good. I do suggest both those books. And then don't worry, I know I've listed a lot of books in this episode. Don't worry, because I will have a Vocation of Marriage list in my Amazon store. They're all going to be there. And any books I've listed, any books I think help with our vocation of marriage. I would love to know if you guys want to pop over to Instagram under this podcast post, if you want to share your books that you're reading right now regarding vocation, or maybe what virtue you're working on right now. Like I said before, mine is gentleness. I want my kids' memory of me to be a calm, joyful, patient mother. And I think I'm on the right track through God's grace alone, for sure. But I'm really excited. And so, what, as I said earlier, to wrap it all up, I love spiritual reading. I have so many books that I keep buying. I need to stop buying. I stopped buying for Lent, so there, at least there's that. But I have so many beautiful books about God and our faith, and they feed my soul, and I talk with God, and it is just the most important relationship. So if you're not there with God, if you don't love him, if you're not eager for heaven, if you don't yearn for heaven, which keep a lookout for that video coming up about how I contemplate heaven every day, definitely work on cultivating that. But at the same time, pinpoint something in your vocation that's not quite working and work on cultivating that, and work on planting those seeds and watering them and watching them grow. You know, we're in spring almost, so I love that imagery of things growing and blossoming and creating this garden of virtue in your home. So we always end with an Ave Maria. It's so, so important to ask Mother Mary for the grace, because we cannot do this on our own, you guys. We are dust. We are dust. We cannot do anything without God's grace. Anything good comes from God alone. So with that, let's pray the Ave Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, guys. So let me know either on YouTube over in the community or on Instagram what you thought of this exclusive podcast content, whether you want more exclusive podcast content. I feel like this may be the way my ministry is, or my brand, or whatever you want to call it, is moving towards, only in the sense that I think it works a lot better with my vocation than to pull the camera out and have to get kind of all camera ready, and then it's all a big to-do and there's lots of editing involved. And I love doing that. Probably will do that at least once a month. But this may make it to where I can continue regular content, and that is really exciting. So I would love feedback. You can find out more about me at whatlaurelikes.com. All the things. I will talk to you again real soon. Have a beautiful rest of your Lent, and make sure you let me know what you're working on right now. All right. Text Christy. Bye. Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Like. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.